Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Saturday was a day of firsts and a day of lasts at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. A crowd of over 13,000 Hoosier fans turned out to watch the WNIT championship game for the first time ever, Indiana hosting and playing in the championship final. And the Hoosiers did not disappoint their record crowd, defeating Virginia Tech 65-57 to raise the trophy and put a cap on a fantastic senior career of Amanda Cahill and Tyra Buss. The Hoosiers on their home court had a 9-point halftime lead against the Hokies before things got interesting in the third period. Virginia Tech came out of the locker room in quarter number three and shut down Indiana's prolific offense, holding the Hoosiers just to 3 field goals in 14 attempts. Indiana's 11-point lead was turned into a fourth quarter deficit as the Hoosiers trailed by one heading into the final 10-minute period. The turning point in the game came from those two seniors, but also included some help from the future of Indiana basketball, freshman Bendu Yaney. Yaney and senior Cahill hit back-to-back three-pointers for the Hoosiers to get the crowd back in the game, and the momentum swung back in Indiana's favor, and Tyra Buss capped off the run before a Virginia Tech timeout with a steal and a layup. The Hoosiers made their free throws, didn't turn the ball over, and won 65-57, closing out the senior careers in style. Buss had 16 points, Cahill had 12, but the most important stat is they won their final six games as Indiana Hoosiers and will go out as WNIT champions. There's one final game in the college basketball season, and that's the men's championship game tonight. Villanova in Michigan, tip-off at 9:20. Dave and Glass start our coverage in the zone at 6 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Born are WNIT champions for the first time in school history as they defeated the Virginia Tech Hokies 65-57 in front of 13,002 fans at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. That's a Indiana women's basketball record for attendance. Terry Morin reflects on her two seniors, Amanda Cahill and Tyra Buss, and how they made this all possible.
It's really hard, you know, and I've tried to do my best at coming up with words. And I don't know that there are any that are sufficient enough because they've meant so much. And Bendu, I'm so happy that she said what she said about what she's the example that those guys have set, because you want your best players to be your hardest workers. And they've left, I mean, their legacy, but as a coach, you know, you want them to lead by example. You want them to vocally be able to lead. They got it right, because that's exactly what they've taught Bendu, and they've taught Jalen, and they've taught Kiana and Lindsay about the work that goes into being special, that goes into getting better. Different personalities, you know, two different kids that just offer something different in terms of not just their skill set, but their people skills and how they communicate and how they support and how they give. These guys are the whole package. They're great students. They're great, obviously, athletes. They carry themselves in a way that makes us really proud. They are ambassadors of this university. They're going to go down in history as two of the very, very best.
Off the court, on the court, you name it. 82 wins, the most ever for a senior class, and a WNIT championship, the first in program history. Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6. NCAA championship basketball follows that. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.